New Country Z100, the most unrealistic reality show in all of TV, is getting down to the nitty-gritty. It was three last night on their intimate one-on-one dates. They went to Peru to break it all down right now in the craziness that is The Bachelor. My beautiful wife, Nurse Joy, joins me on the show this morning. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
Boy, it was Kendall. It was Becca. It was Lauren. Woo! What a deal. They're all in Peru. They're having a great time. And Kendall, she just wasn't there, was she, yet?
She wasn't. And she knew that she wasn't. And it was really a very awkward goodbye. It was kind of just like she knew it was coming because she knew the other two girls were ready and she wasn't. I don't think that that meant she didn't care for him necessarily, but there just wasn't a real, real strong emotional attachment, I don't think.
She didn't seem that broken up about it in the limo when they were taking her away.
I don't know. It was a weird breakup for sure.
Let's move on to Lauren first before we get into the whole Becca deal. Lauren is like, I don't know, she's very scared is what it appears to me, Joy.
She is, and that's why I'm really shocked that she came out and said that she loved him really before Kendall even. I mean, they're both kind of guarded, I think, but Lauren was really guarded in the beginning, and she's definitely opening up more, and she told him, you know, she loved him, so.
See, I didn't know if she was going to do that because The Bachelor, Ari, he said, you know, I love you first to Lauren, and then it was kind of like, all right, we're here in the fantasy suite the next morning. I love you, too.
I think in her mind, it was like he only told her that and nobody else. I think that was her reassurance that she had it in the bag, which is not very smart because obviously he told everyone that.
Yes. He had a phenomenal date with Becca. They went on the catamaran. They went sailing around the islands and all this stuff down there in Peru, and they just are the strongest couple it appears to be. And he told Becca, hey, I love you. And so when you tell two women that you love them both, historically speaking, things don't end well, Joy.
No. We saw that on Ben Higgins' season. You know, he told two of them that he loved them, and it created a lot of drama. With Becca, I don't feel like they're highlighting their relationship as much. Like, to me, I just don't see that connection.
It didn't take long for things to go haywire because Becca's ex-boyfriend, Ross, they've been broke up for a year. Yes, they were together for 7 years, babe, but then they're broke up for a year. This dude finally locates her and flies to Peru and confronts Bachelor Ari and says, I'm going to get her back. Here's what he had to say to the Bachelor.
Yeah, man, I came all this way. Found out about a week ago that she's on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I know that the show ends in a proposal. For as long as I thought about her, I mean, that's my proposal to give her. I mean, she's the love of my life. I want to marry her.
And you know, real quick, it reminds me of the Tyler Farr song, Redneck Crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's a nice gesture, obviously. I give him credit for that, I guess. But like you said, it's been a year. Like, why now? Why now?
I think she made the right call there and sent him packing. There's a lot of money he wasted, but honestly, Ross has probably got the attention of all of American, you know, single women now.
Oh, yes. And that was probably his intention, you know, to get on the show and to get that attention, I guess. I don't know.
Weird stuff. So that's got to be playing in the back of Bachelor Ari Leyendyke Jr.'s head here as we're going down to the final two. So Kendall is out. I'm sorry, babe. You know, what do you do?
It happens. I can't always be right.
Can I save that little piece of audio right there, babe?
Yes.
Okay. It's okay. Listen, it is Becca. It is Lauren. Apparently, things get crazy here next week on The Bachelor. Reality Steve is saying, well, he picks one, then he goes with the other, then he breaks the other girl's heart, then something else comes flying in from North Korea. Oh, man. So who are you thinking is going to take it home all the way?
I really, in the heart, I'm thinking Lauren. But then when I saw Ari's reaction, even before the boyfriend came back, the ex-boyfriend, he was like, I'm ready to call the other girls off and just marry her, talking about Becca. And he was like really sincere about it, which, like I said, threw me off because I didn't see that in their date. I guess he did. There's probably things we don't see. So I kind of feel like he's probably going to pick Becca, but I don't know. This is what I'm very confused about. It's just a very odd season.
Well, there it is. Our Bachelor update here for you. Next week is the finale, and we'll have a big old recap then as well. Nurse Joy, love of my life. Thank you so much, babe.
You're welcome.
I love you.
I love you too.
It's Kent in the Country, Z100.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that Bachelor is a crazy old show. We'll see what happens next week. Is it Becca? Is it Lauren? Will the ex-boyfriend come back? Oh my goodness, dogs and cats living together in mass hysteria. It's Keith Urban right now.
Kiss and tell.